This is Morning Edition. Early childhood educators play an important role in a young child's development. They are often the first non-family adult a toddler or preschooler encounters. It's a challenging job with long hours, but as WUNC's Lisa Phillip reports, early childhood educators are often underpaid and don't have basic benefits.
Aubrey Waddell is trying to entertain her baby girl with help from her 4-year-old son, Micah.
You have all the words to say?
You want the dog?
The trio is in the kids section at the public library in Garner. Aubrey often takes her kids there to keep them busy.
Read it, Aubrey, read it. Read it. Oh,
she's touching the microphone.
Waddell used to teach young children and did so for nearly a decade.
It was actually my first job ever.
But when her daughter was born last August, she decided to take a break, and she doesn't know that she'll go back.
I love kids. I'm the oldest sibling. I'm the oldest grandchild.
But she says being an early childhood educator is a lot of hard work without much respect.
I think that people look at early childhood and think like, oh, I'm dropping my young child off and you're going to babysit them for the day. We don't babysit your kids. We actually teach and educate. Like, we have to know about milestones and things to look for when children are delayed or not behind. We have to know how to help them get up to speed. We have to be able to facilitate activities and teachings that are going to help them grow and learn and be on track.
Only a small fraction of young kids in North Carolina are taught in public pre-Ks, yet teachers in the state's private preschools earn on average less than $25,000 a year. That's according to the National Institute for Early Childhood Education Research.
I have your child's safety and well-being in my hands for 8, 9, 10, up to 12 hours a day, some kids. And it's like, oh, I can only make minimum wage is like just enough to pay basic bills like your phone and your car insurance and to pay for gas. In some cases, people don't even make enough to like pay rent. Definitely, most times, not a mortgage.
This isn't necessarily for lack of investment from parents. Center-based care for a 4-year-old in the state costs on average $17,000 a year, according to advocacy group Child Care Aware of America. That's more than annual tuition to North Carolina's public colleges.
I've been the parent and I've been the employee, and it's like, yeah, you pay a lot. But the teachers, they wouldn't say like, oh yeah, well, we see that money. You know what I mean? We don't see that money.
On top of that, Waddell's last employer didn't offer health insurance coverage. According to the nonprofit NC Child, 1 in 5 early childhood educators in the state aren't insured. Waddell says she just can't wrap her head around all this, given the responsibility of the job.
It's just like a regular school teacher, you know, and you're dealing with all kinds of children from all kinds of backgrounds. You don't know what's going on in their homes. You don't know what's going on in their heads. You don't know each child specifically until you take the time to know them and learn them. They become like your kids. Like, you know, parents can tell, my son or my daughter, oh, they're about to. I can tell. I can feel it.
Waddell is now considering a new career, probably in healthcare, because she says working in early childhood education takes a toll.
You have people that are so tired, so worn out, so burnt out, they need the money. And so they go in and they have short tempers or they've checked out. Kids are doing whatever they want to do. You know what I mean? Nothing structured because they just can't bring themselves to, you know, do the work that is expected with the pay that we get and then with all the other stuff that we have to deal with. Like, it's just, it's insane. It really is.
And despite her love of kids, it's not something she wants to go back to. Lisa Phillip, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.